الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم، وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran in many places. Allah azza wa jal praised the akhlaq and the characters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah azza wa jal praised the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the ilm and the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And he has taught you what you did not know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And the favor of Allah is great upon you. Yani, ilm, no doubt, is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are also many other favors of Allah azza wa jalla upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. He taught you what you did not know. And what we don't know is more than what we know, right? Ask anybody how many things you know and how many things you don't know. Compare what you know with what you don't know. So what we don't know is a lot more than that which we know. Allah Azza wa Jal did not say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave you ilm, he gave you knowledge, or he just taught you. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what you did not know. So, how much Allah azza wa jal taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only Allah knows, and only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. That's why the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very comprehensive. The knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it covers so much that we cannot imagine. Obviously, it includes akhirah, but even the matters of dunya, it includes quite a lot. It includes so much that we cannot imagine. In some hadith, it is mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah azza wa jal placed his hand on his, between his shoulders, that he felt the coolness of it. In a manner, Allah knows how that happened, in a dream. So he felt the coolness. Because it happens sometimes you see a dream, but the dream can be so vivid and so clear that you feel what is happening to you in your dream. And then all the treasures of the heavens and the earth were open for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was open for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, how much he knew, what he knew, how he knew, only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows, and only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. As Muslims, we believe in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a statement that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah azza wa jal. But this statement has so many meanings. We need to understand those meanings. And we need to be aware of those meanings. And we need to remind people and also ourselves about those meanings. One of the meanings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad being the messenger of Allah azza wa jal, one of the meanings of that is that Allah azza wa jal taught him anything, everything which we did not know and which he did not know. And the implication of that is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knows far more than us. He knows far more than all of the people put together. He knows and he knew what anybody knew and more than what anybody ever knew. You see, in our life, we make judgment. And our judgment is based on our experience. Our decisions, they are based on our knowledge, on our understanding. A person has limited knowledge, limited understanding. His judgment will reflect that limitation. A person who has vast knowledge and vast understanding, his judgment also reflects that. So people throughout the history have had so many ideas, so many thoughts, so many different judgments about this life, the purpose of life, who we are, why we are here, how can we be, you know, better in ourselves. People always throughout the history discuss these things. Even up to now people keep discussing, how can we improve our life, where can we go from here. Okay, we have done up to this much. What else can we do? What else should we do? So there is always ongoing discussion. There is always debate. There is always desire for more and more. There is no end to that. There is no limit for that. So people, they have their own ideas, their own thoughts. But one thing, as Muslims, we need to remember that all these thoughts and all these ideas, in terms of the process, they are encouraged. We are encouraged to think. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا. Say, walk in the earth and see. So we are encouraged to walk. Yani walk and travel. You move. Because the more you move, the more you see. You stay in one place, you see. You go to more different places, you see different things. So as Muslims, we are encouraged to think, we are encouraged to learn, explore everything. But the experience that we gain and the knowledge that we gain, how do we know that is correct? How do we know our judgment is correct? Because people's judgments, they vary. In order for us to have a definite answer, Allah Azza wa Jal gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ilm. The ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the criteria for judgment. Our experience, our knowledge, our understanding, we have to check against the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it matches, فَبِهَا good enough. If the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approves, yes, your answer is correct, right? In the exams, sometimes you have a local exam where, you know, you have 10-15 students, the teacher is marking, the teacher is judging students. Sometimes you have national exams, thousands of people participate in those exams. So the examiners, they don't have time to actually think about each answer. Oh, is this correct? Is this not correct? They will be given answers in advance. The examiners, they are given question papers and they are also given answer sheet, standard answer. If the student has written a reply, an answer which matches the standard answer, khalas, he will get grades. If a student writes, you know, right and left, even if he fills a page, he is not going to measure the page. He is not going to measure the paragraphs, how many paragraphs he wrote. The examiner is going to judge and see against the standard answer. He is going to look for those points. Can he see them? Can he find them? If yes, he will give them grades. If no, no grades. All the answers that people find about this life, the purpose of life, who we are, what is our identity, who is our creator, what he wants from us, and many more questions, thousands of questions people have. For all these questions, you have thousands of answers. No problem. People can look for answers. But which one is correct? There is a standard answer. There is a standard answer. And that is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anybody comes up with answer that matches the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get grades. If anybody, no matter how brilliant he is, how many pages he fills, he might write a book in the examination hall. He might actually write a book. Right? But writing a book does not give you grades. The examiner is looking for those specific points. So people, no matter who they are, how much, you know, accredited knowledge they might have, Allah Azza wa Jalla is looking for specific answers. If people come up with those answers, khalas, they will get grades. That's why we know the famous hadith. When a person dies and placed in the grave, soon after the family leaves, perhaps the family might not have even left the graveyard. You know, they have just taken few steps. The angels come. They are just waiting. The angels, they are prepared. Because there are the angels specific for that job. So they are not busy with somebody else, with something else. There are malaika taking for the souls. They take the soul. And there are malaika, there are angels for questioning in the grave. So the angels who question in the grave, immediately they will come. And they are looking for specific answers. Man Rabbuka. MashaAllah, you have lived your life 60 years, 70 years, right? 90 years, 100 years. How far you go? There is a time that people have to go back to the grave. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From the soil we have created you, and back to the soil we return you, and from the soil we will bring you back. So time will come, people have to go back to the graves. So the angels will come and say, MashaAllah, you have lived this much life. Okay, I just want to know a few things, and then I will leave you alone. Just tell me, what did you believe? How did you spend your life? With what belief? Who you thought was your Rabb? Man Rabbuka. Now, if he is going to go and give a big philosophy, actually, right? I have walked these many miles. I used to do these many marathons. I read so many papers. I discussed with so many people. The angels, they are not interested in all of that. The angels in the grave, they are not waiting for a lecture. That somebody gives them a lecture about what he has done and whom he has met. The angels, they are looking for specific answers. Man Rabbuka? If he says, Rabbi Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal, definitely, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is my Lord. And this is how I lived my life. It is not a claim. It is the manifestation of the entire life. Because the person, he lived his life believing that Allah is my Rabb. So when a person says that, he knows that there is nobody Rabb other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is my Rabb. Meaning, my job is not my Rabb. Allah is my Rabb. Meaning, my company is not my Rabb. Allah is my Rabb. Meaning, my family is not my Rabb. It is not the family who is sustaining. In fact, Allah is my Rabb. Parents are not Rabb. Even for a little child, for a newborn baby, parents are not Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about the people who used to kill their babies, لا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق. Do not kill your children because of poverty. And some people used to kill the babies because of the fear of poverty. There is no poverty now, but there is a fear that if I am going to have these many children, what is going to happen? How they are going to survive? Right? How I am going to feed them? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Many times people ask, you know, almost every other week, Sharia board, people phone. Pregnancy of these many weeks. Pregnancy of these many days. We did not want. We are not sure. We did not plan for it. Now what can we do? Allah is our Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We will provide them risk and we will provide you risk. Allah will provide risk for them. And Allah will provide risk for you as well. Who is my Rabb? Okay, parents, they are looking after the children. But who is looking after the parents? Allah Azza wa Jalla is Rabb of parents and He is also Rabb for the children. In the Quran, there is secret in everything. Allah Azza wa Jal did not say that we will provide you risk and we will provide them risk. Allah said He will provide them risk first. You are worried about them. We will provide them risk first. And then we will also provide you. It might be that Allah provides risk to you through them. It could be that Allah is providing you risk because of them. It is very strange, but it is true. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, if I am correct, the nearest words of the hadith, إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِضُعْفَائِكُمْ. Indeed, you are given victory. You receive help from Allah Azza wa Jal and you are given rizq. Yani you receive rizq from Allah Azza wa Jal, both victory and rizq. بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ, because of the people who are weak among you. The people who are weak among you are not a burden on you. You know, if you have an orphan in the family, that orphan is not a burden upon anybody. In fact, it could be that Allah is providing you rizq because of the orphan. If there is a widow in the family, that widow is not a burden on the family. It could be that Allah Azza wa Jalla is supporting the family because of that widow. If there is a child whose father became shaheed, whose father, you know, is missing, that child is not a burden. It could be because of that child Allah is providing the entire family. So in the angels, they are looking for those answers. People who give those answers, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give them success in dunya and also akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to trust the knowledge and the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to pass this message to the people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.